This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Hello, welcome to this episode of No Blasters. Do you know, I forgot to say hello and welcome, so annoy me. I'm immediately annoyed. Hello and welcome to this episode of No Blasters with me, Kieran Bartlett. Today's guest is banger-based comedy. No, slightly outside banger. Crawfordsburn-based. Don't want to give away your details.
Banger's my hometown.
Banger's his hometown. Banger-born.
No, it's not. Hollywood-reared, banger-living.
Hollywood-reared, banger-living.
By way of Crawfordsburn, Toff.
Via Crawfordsburn, Toff. Via Sully Upper.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I fucking love it.
Raise your voices.
It's Dave Elliott, right? Great times. So today's episode, we have a couple of sponsors I want to tell you about. But firstly, let me tell you about our Patreon over at patreon.com/noblasters. Dave near smashed the table there. He broke his hand. One of the best things to look at over on patreon.com/noblasters is, of course, our recent upload of the comedy live podcast. What the fuck is wrong with me? The live podcast that we recorded in Mandela Hall last September. It's up there. We will be dropping the Noodle Bar half of that soon. We've dropped loads of stuff over Christmas there, specials and fucking all sorts. So get on over there.
Like Santa Claus dropping shit over Patreon.
Mate, see, wild. Christmas, the amount of shit we put out on Patreon.
You know what content I put out my Patreon on Christmas?
What?
Nothing. I was just dying with flu.
See? Value for money at ours, right? Mate, great times. Patreon.com/noblasters. We have loads there. Fresh episode of No Blasters Extra Time every Thursday over there. Early access to Mysteries with Shane and I. It's a great time. So me and Shane, with me and Shane, sorry, Shane and I was the wrong use of Shane and I. Anyway,
he's dumb, isn't he?
I feel like I have something going on in here right now. Anyway, today's episode sponsored by the greatest bistro you will ever enter, the greatest cafe you will ever drink in. It's Joxer. Joxer have locations in Hollywood, Bangor and Hillsborough. This is the home of chaffles. I might get chaffles today, the first chaffles of the year. Start off as you mean to go on, covered in maple. So I haven't been in the last few weeks. I was there once in December. It was lovely. I think it was anyway. Do you know what? I'm getting back into that. Do you know? Anyway, Joxer opens every day between 9 and 4. They open from 5 until late Thursday through Sunday. If you want one of those late tables, it's best to book and best to do that over at resdairy.com. They're doing an unbelievable Caesar salad in there at the minute. And I know in the one in Hillsborough, they're selling a po' boy sandwich, which is like a dirty prawn sandwich and like a big bap. It's a great time. So get on over to Joxer, check them out. We love them, they love us. Great coffees and all as well. And nice cocktails. Today's episode, see what I did there? Mm-hmm. Scratching my wee motash. You know what that... Do you ever... Anyway, so you leave some for yourself there. Anyway, so I'm... We're also sponsored by Manscaped.com. Manscaped.com is the very best, the Premier League, the Champions League, the World Cup of male below the belt grimmage.
Yeah, and above the belt, this bounce done by Manscaped. That. There you go.
Look at that. That's next. Is that what you do that with? Is that with the hedger? No, the hedger's the beard.
I did whatever you're promoting.
Do you call the one? I have one that I use on my skull. Is it the hedger?
Probably the hedger for the beard. You've got the handyman, which the is handyman, the smaller one.
The handyman.
Definitely wasn't a little
I, more simple. I do hedger, handyman, weed whacker.
Lawnmower.
Yeah.
And you use a weed whacker inside the forsk as well, just to take anything around the
inside where? In the forsk. Yeah. Just to take any bits.
Because you know if a hair falls from your head and lands in your ear and other parts, it can embed and grow. So just watch out for that.
I didn't know that until you said that. So Dave knows that. Yeah, so get on over to manscaped.com. I highly recommend the performance package, which has a wee bit of everything that they offer. Has all those different balms and creams and sprays that they do. So the ball toner, the beard oil and the fucking the ball deodorant, all those sorts of things you can buy there.
My
and it all
looks
comes
like a sphinx cat after using Manscaped. What? Looks like a sphinx cat, just all taut and delicious.
And
hooray.
And use the code NOBLASTERS20 when you're over there for 20% off and free shipping. That's the word NOBLASTERS, the number 20. All one phrase. Link. It's all here. I don't know. Let's get stuck in this episode. Thank you, Manscaped. We love it. Fresh pubes.
Can I just say during that ad read, one thing I couldn't get my head around is you said if you want to go to the cafe for a drink. Like, who would ever go, do you want to go to the cafe for a drink?
No, it says it's the best cafe you'll ever drink in.
Yeah.
You're drinking a coffee.
But you go, do you want to go to a cafe for a coffee? And go, here, you come for a drink to the cafe.
But you can in Joxer.
You can, true.
You
actually
can get a wee
yeah.
cocktail in there.
You know where else? Like, my kids love to go to the cafe because they love the book, The Tiger That Came to Tea. And at the end of it, the tiger, long story short, for some fucking reason, the tiger comes to their house, eats all their scran, eats all their grub. And then they're like, oh, I've no dinner. And Dad's like, here, come on the fuck the cafe.
Scran is an annoying word.
I know. See, people that use the word scran. McGabry.
Do you know what as well? Mm-hmm. I like you've peeled that banana absolutely the way I did one in here one mm-hmm. day, and we made a video because of how ridiculous it is. That is
but
a 5 year old's opening.
What
a banana.
I will, but how else do you open a banana? Do you open it like you're a big gorilla?
I
and take, they break it and just pull
no,
it out.
No, I take the whole skin off and then and then chomp.
Yeah, you retract the old Steve Jobs and go. No, you know what I want to say. This is a good example for life. It doesn't look like much. It's a wee bit bruised, a wee bit damaged.
Inside,
it's good.
Unbelievable. Here, well, this was the thing. See, this morning, we had a couple. We have a couple of wee speckled ones in the house, right? And Chloe took one of them in the car. Mm-hmm. And I had, you know what? I had a wee leftover overnight oats from Cafe O. So I had those on my way here.
Overnight oats,
right? I had those on the way here. And Chloe was having her banana. She got me to peel it. And she actually said to me, peel out like a 5-year-old for me. Uh-huh. So I opened it for her the way you've just done.
That's a wee bit
like
Titanic, isn't it? Peel me like a 5-year-old.
And then, see, after she finished eating it, do you know what happened? She just throws the skin at my feet, like onto my shoes.
Well, that's in your car?
Yeah.
That is a big health and safety. No, you could cause a serious... You could kill us.
Oh, no, I wasn't driving.
All right. Well, that's okay. Yeah. Because if you did, that's the start of 999 life savers.
Isn't it? Yeah.
You know, that's casualty.
That's
the
fucking
beginning.
Final destination.
Just a couple fucking about. No, blah, blah, yeah. Off a fucking ravine. Dead. Well, very damaged, you know.
Very damaged. Yeah. More bruised than the banana that caused the whole thing.
Yeah. They said it was the one with the banana that did the damage. And then you're like, you know. And then you'd be chaired up. That's what would happen to you. Afterwards, you'd be dead and you'd be chaired up, being like, wish I hadn't thrown that banana.
Sitting there bouncing her basketball to the beat of the music.
And then Charlie would be there like, shouldn't have fucking thrown a banana skin, you think? She'd be like, I know.
Do you remember that advert with the guy with the basketball? He's just sitting, bunts,
yeah.
Bunts, bunts, bunts. I'm like, he's quite good movement left.
Say Paralympics or darts or something. Go for it.
Darts.
You know what I mean? Go
for it. Have you seen this darts sensation? What's his name? Littler?
Luke Littler. Luke the Nuke.
Mate, he's fucking killing it. What is he, 16?
Has he
called even done
so it? So he says.
37.
It's like, you know, a footballer putting the play for Lazio. They're like, Lazio signed a 17-year-old guy from Cameroon or something. He looks 72. And he's like, there's no way he's 17. Anyway, when Canu signed for Arsenal, they were like, he's 24.
I know.
And like, 42.
What about...
Obafemi Martins at Newcastle?
Yeah. Is Falcao also a weird one age-wise?
I don't know.
I think he was. Yeah. Radamel Falcao. I think like people were saying he was like 3 years older than he actually was saying.
But what's funny as well is like how embarrassing if you go and do a wee bone test on them. Like, that's what they have to do. Like, we need to test your bones, mate, because we don't think you're 17.
And like, a bone test? Yeah. Did they tell your age?
Yeah, like to go into your bone marrow or something. And be weird. Like, let's take a tree. You know, you cut a tree.
I suppose
you
actually I'm sitting there going, they can tell your age from bones. Haven't studied archaeology. That's good, isn't it? Yeah.
But then again, it's like teeth, and that's what I don't get. You know, and they're like, oh, the dental record said, like, you know, was it Ted Bundy that bit someone's bum, and then they got the teeth?
I watched the whole thing about that's a very inexact and probably bullshit. Like, were they actually, they gave some samples to bite mark experts, and some of them weren't even from people, and these are going, oh, it's from this guy.
Yeah.
And you're going, but it's not even from a person.
That's what I don't get. Why don't you just whack some Invisalign in? Or bite the bum, Invisalign, or get some braces. And then
what's
be like,
Invisalign?
You know, you pop in, it's like Shane wears it, and it makes him sound like he's deaf. And like, when you put it in, it like fixes, straightens your teeth. you know. But then you're like, oh, Shane, how are you? He's like, I'm not doing Hugh Bonn. You're like, you have something in your mouth. He goes, no, I'm going vid-lining. Like, oh, nice one.
I haven't.
Once you notice, you'll notice. Like a full gum shield.
Is it really? I'm only saying pop that in and then bite someone.
No, so you pop it in, it changes the shape of your teeth. So you bite someone, it's different, you know. Like, that's why.
By the way, let me congratulate you genuinely on the growth of your beard since Stars in Our Eyes.
You know what?
When was Stars in Our Eyes? 3 weeks?
I was
20th.
Yeah, fuck, it's not even 3 weeks,
probably,
mate.
2 weeks today.
Yeah. That's a 2 week growth on that. Yeah. That's fucking mental.
But you know,
dude,
what? I wasn't very happy after I got it off. I felt like I'd lost it. I lost my smile. I was already sick and then did that. And
I didn't recognize you to start with. Yeah. You were also wearing a beanie to hide your
Mr. T afro.
Yeah.
Mohawk.
But I am.
Yeah.
I was, my brain's all over the place today because you said Mr. T and I'm immediately going, I saw a video with him. So, like, I saw a video with him talking about why he's called Mr. T. Do you know why he did it? Because he illegally changed his name to it, so that people had to call him Mister.
Yeah.
So that it was so that they weren't calling him Boy.
Yeah.
But anyway, I was saying,
he called Boy T before?
No, I think people would just be racist and call him Boy
T. Sounds like something you get.
He
in
says
Thailand,
he grew up seeing his uncle and his dad and his brothers all being called Boy. He hated it.
But also, he's 280 pounds, just jacked.
Just fucking meat. Like,
and then if you get him on the scales with all his jewellery on, he's probably, what, 400
pounds? 400 pounds.
Yeah, easy.
Yep. But yeah,
Clubber Lang.
I shaved my beard before to play my ma in a tight shorts video. And I was inconsolable for weeks because when I shave this off, I look like fucking Joe Brown's family. Like,
but what I don't understand is when I shave mine off, I just have a head that connects to my body. There's no shape. It's just
I am
it's horrendous.
I am also shapeless. Oh. Yeah.
You leave me shapeless.
It's great. I immediately went to I'm in love with the shape of you.
All right, nice. Yeah. I thought you were going to say I'm in love with the shapeless, but that's a different song altogether.
I'm shapeless. Oh, we Garth Brooks one though. Yeah. Just me.
Shapelessly devoted. Killing myself until my beard grows back in. But then, yeah, I just got the whole like, oh, I don't like that. No, you don't have a beard. I don't know if I fancy you anymore. Fuck.
Oh.
Yeah. I was like, don't say that.
The butler said it.
No, because butler, he shaved his off too. And I was like, mate, you've got cheekbones. Get over yourself.
I know, yeah. You know. You have a jawline now.
Yeah, stop it.
Some of us look like a human thumb on their head.
No, I look like fucking Earthworm Jim. Disgrace. Like,
that's fucking unbelievable.
It's terrible.
Earthworm Jim, do you remember that game?
Well,
that was fucking
It was a good
brilliant.
Game. It was a decently
was
show too.
Well,
yeah, he had
it?
A show. He could, again, he comes out of the bodysuit, wee bit like Krang. Just saying.
Krang from Turtles. From Turtles. Yeah,
because Turtles was he was a wee brain
in the dick region of a big body. Wasn't
yeah,
he?
I mean, a lot of fellas do have majority brains, of their thoughts coming from their dick. To be fair, though.
Somebody was talking about brains on our JFK mysteries thing, saying because somebody tried to crack some crackpot cunt tried to crack that
Shane?
That some guy in a documentary we watched tried to crack that they had used like a squib thing like to explode on the side of JFK's face and that when Jackie gets up to when she gets up to go to the back of the car to pick up part of her husband's head that she was actually picking up part of the squib so nobody found it. And somebody wrote on it, apparently she actually handed a handful of his fucking head to the doctors, being like,
yeah, can you stick
this.
That back on? Do you have any Gorilla Glue here real quick for this bond?
Stitch it! fucking mad.
But you know what? I am not a big conspiracy guy. I think a lot of the people that took too into it are probably, however, I do think the JFK one, there was a wee bit of work going on there.
Oh, there's a wee bit of work.
Because there's no way your man shooting him from that distance with the gun that he had. And wiping off his entire head. And then just being killed.
I believe that he could do that. I do believe that he could do that.
Yeah. But do you reckon when he did it, he was like, oh, fuck.
Headshot. Headshot.
There you go. How the fuck did I do that? It's 1 million there.
Unbelievable. Like, oh, I wish I could do that. I can't. Yeah. When then, I do it, it's just me going like that. Like I've burnt myself. Or like I've got stamped on in a Jackie Chan movie.
But you can tell I wasn't the smart person in a grammar school. Because everyone's learning and stuff. And I spent my time in the period going, you need to make his finger floppy. There you go. Bingo.
See these sorts of things though. I can't even really roll R's properly.
What do you mean?
Like I can't
rung.
That was great. Yeah. I can't do that. When I do it, it comes from too far. I have a small tongue, so when I do it, it comes from too far back. So it's like
example.
I can't do
sound
it.
Sound very snake-like. I like that.
No. I have to wet up for this.
Ringo.
Yeah, hang on.
I hope he just hock the water up.
I can, you know what I mean? It's more like I sound like a big cat.
You do.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Like a big pussy.
God. Did you ever hear that joke in Predator? When Shane Black tells it, he says, you know, I was going down to my girlfriend last night. I said, "Geez, you got a big pussy. Geez, you got a big pussy." She said, "Why did you say that twice?" And I said, "I didn't." That's not banter. Like, and fucking whoever it is he tells it to, Mac or fucking Jesse Ventura, just goes, and he's like, because of the echo.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's great. Or then he tells it to fucking Sonny Landham, and he does that big fucking.
Oh, Predator's a great film.
It's so great.
It's one I haven't seen in too long because I was watching loads of 80s over the Christmas. But
Dylan, you son of a bitch.
I am.
Guns.
Oh, whoa.
Oh,
why?
All right.
Ordered the Total Works of Schwarzenegger a few years back, like in a DVD, and spent a fortune. It was just some fella printed it out and sent them all in like wee fucking DVDs, and I'd spent like 70 quid on it.
Oh.
So raging. Now, a lot of them were decent quality, and I watched them, but.
Stinking.
So annoying.
I have a few Schwarzeneggers in there. I've got my Predator. I've got my Terminator movies. The good ones though, just the first two.
Yeah.
The rest of them are shit.
That happens a lot, I think, with stuff. You sequels. Why have they done that?
Are you looking forward to Beverly Hills Cop 4? I worry about it.
Yeah, I think the same. Because you know what the problem about it is? A lot of the fun in Beverly Hills Cop was that it was a bit cheeky, but I feel now they might be pandery. Maybe get away with some of the cheekiness.
There's a lot of pandering going on right now.
I saw something recently and I went, what was it? It was a Jonah Hill film when he was dating a girl.
Oh, yeah, it's bad. That was the worst.
The worst one where he has a podcast as well.
Yeah
and Eddie Murphy's the father-in-law. I was like, stop it.
Was it Eddie Murphy?
It was, yeah. It was Eddie Murphy was the dad, wasn't he?
No, you're quite right. You're quite right.
Thank God for that.
I know,
because that's the last thing I need to start 2024 with, isn't it?
I know.
Yeah,
but like even like I mate, that was a poor movie. Like.
Yeah, it was, and you're just going, it should be good.
Yeah,
you people.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's I'm glad it's Eddie Murphy. If I didn't
and who was his dad? David Duchovny. Fucking what do you call him? Fucking Mulder.
Mulder. Yeah.
Do you remember...
The Red Shoe Diaries, mate? What about that? David Duchovny special?
He red shoed it, and he also Californicationed it.
Oh, he's a sex dude, isn't he?
He's just... Yeah. Mate, that's what he does. He boxed people with dead eyes. Like, that's what he does.
Duchovny.
Yeah. Dead eye dick. Like, loves it. Dead eye dick Coveney.
Duchovny's a sex name too, isn't it?
Isn't it? Yeah.
Do you want to be Duchovny? Oh, absolutely do. Yeah. Davey Duchovny. Do you reckon him and Gillian got together ever?
I don't know, but I'd be surprised if not. Like,
she's in Sex Education too. Sex.
She loves it.
Yeah. So there's another film she was in too, which was a bit sexy. She was a bit sexy in that too, wasn't she?
I think she's just in it though. I don't think she's like. Yeah. I don't think she's like.
See, what was it in The Crown she was in?
Do you know what? I'm not interested in The Crown.
See, when she was Margaret Thatcher, that was when she was.
She played
sexy.
Thatcher.
Yeah.
Sexy Thatcher, Dave.
Oh, yeah.
Listen. Oh, you take that milk. Oh, yeah. Take that milk off those kids.
I know, like, it's a different kind of milk with her, though. Mm. Diddy milk. Snatcher Thatcher.
I love that. Isn't there a joke? There's a joke in like an early Family Guy about Cleveland. He says he thinks Margaret Thatcher's sexy or something. And he's like, "Why? None of you find power sexy." You know what I mean? It's fucking funny.
But you know what? She isn't. Let's be honest.
Thatcher?
She isn't, hasn't ever been, never will be.
No. Say, apart from the fact that she was a fucking raging cunt. Let's be clear. Fucking woeful.
Yeah, she wasn't sexy. That's fair.
Reptile but, I mean, teeth.
Not a lot of prime ministers are sexy. Like Boris Johnson, not sexy.
Blur.
Mm-hmm. John Major. It's a major softener he's giving me, that's for sure.
Do you know who was a sexy bastard? William Ewart Gladstone. You ever see his burns? The burns on that cunt. Do you know how sexy he was? He came back for fucking four terms or something.
Yeah, well, that's because
people loved it.
The ladies loved him. LL Gladstone. You know another weird one? This is just, you know Bobby Burns? Robert Burns from Scotland? Looks like Aaron Butler. That look alike for you. Bobby Burns.
Hey, Link, same. That's great.
I enjoy a wee bit of history. It's nice.
I remember stopping when I was I was about eight. We were going, mate, we went on a trip to visit my Uncle Tom in my actual Uncle Thomas. My Uncle Tom in Thomas? Huddersfield.
In Orangefield? Go ahead.
No, in Huddersfield.
All right.
In Orangefield. This is why we go, like, we take this trip. You know what I mean? No, in Huddersfield. And we went to see him for, like, a couple of weeks, but we went over on the boat to Stranraer and drove down. Mate, that was I was so grim. And we stopped in Dumfries for a wee break. And that's
did you go to the little chef?
I don't think we did the little thief. No, I don't think we did.
It was a good spot, the little chef.
Do you like the wee little chef?
And don't eat Dumfries, though.
It's just rotten chips, though, isn't it? No. What will sell?
Just, I was so young when I went there, but I remember
chips and beans.
Very nice. <Yeah. laughs> But I remember my dad, like, we went to Jersey in the Channel Islands from Christmas. Not for Christmas, for holidays. And we went through Stranraer, Dumfries, all the way down, which obviously they just didn't have any skrilla to pay for a fucking airplane that summer, but it was a horrible time. Skrilla. But I remember that was the big, like, you know, you had to plan the route and the book and all before just sticking it in the app.
Mm.
And he was like, we're going to stop at the little chef in Dumfries. I'll look after you. I think cheers to that.
Fucking right. I'll take that, though.
Yeah.
Do you know what I remember? Genuinely, I remember this. We had pot noodles with us and a flask of water. And I remember.
That's more destitute.
I remember getting absolutely fucking rubber tongued by it. You know, where it just
burned.
It just leathers your tongue for like a day. It just velcros you. We made a true Bartlett family trip as well in the Renault Savannah.
Oh.
Big fucking big ass estate that we had. So it was like, it was mum, dad, and like four or five of us, I think four of us in the.
But did the seats all face the same way?
Yeah.
It's a shame. I remember those cars back in like the 90s where they had the you'd just be looking at your sibling the whole way. And your mom and dad would be like, have a staring contest. The good old days.
The good old days before I. But I tell you what, I'd rather have staring contests play I Spy and sing along the tapes in the car.
Yeah.
And see what I saw. I saw a family. Oh, mate. We're getting into it. This is a podcast that I hadn't even started yet. We went to Cafe the other day.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I've ever been so raging in my entire life. In my entire life, right? Apart from Earth Parents, which I'll get into. Some woman was standing behind, right? So I come in the cafe, right?
Mm-hmm.
Two guys walking in front of me, and I hold it like sort of do that guy thing where you're not holding the door for somebody, but you see them, you give it a courtesy shove, right? I do the same. Somebody coming in behind me, courtesy shove, right? I stand behind these guys a good couple of feet back. I'm giving people their bubble, right? See this woman stand behind me. She must have been about 60-odd. I swear to God, see if she touched me once, Dave, it was 8 times, right? Like, just grazing me, breathing on me. I can feel her breath on my fucking neck, and I'm going, and just every now and again, just want, like a wee, and I'm going, I'm standing there, and I'm boiling, and there's kids doing that cafe thing that some kids do, where words that kids shouldn't know, like, croissant and is there a pain of chocolate? I'm going, you should know M words. They're adult treats. You should know Haribo, right? Be fat.
But no,
right?
It is banter to teach them that, because funny seeing it come from the wee mouths.
They're wee
pain of chocolate.
Mate, they're wee rats, these ones, right? Like, because they're doing one kid literally.
Malone crew?
Oh, one kid is squealing in the place, going, saying to his mummy, saying to his ma, you told me I could have banana bread. And she's going, I don't have any banana bread. You would come. She's going, I don't have any. What else would you like? Is there a croissant? No, there's no croissants. And then he's going, why am I not getting this? And she goes, we have, whatever his name was, and it's probably something cunty, do you know what I mean? Just some, but slightly cunty, not, because if you're going really cunty, you know, you go, oh, Bartholomew, right?
Yeah.
But it was more just like a
guy.
Guy, right, yeah. Listen to me, guy, right? I was like, listen, Dylan, right? Dylan, right? He's a wee dick.
Well, the only way you can get away with saying Dylan is you go, Dylan.
Dylan, you son of a bitch, right?
Which would be great because it's her.
I know, right? And I was like, Dylan. And she goes, Dylan, we have to wait in the queue. And I'm sitting there going, right? And yeah. they're in front of me. So that's happening in front of me. There's kids milling around all over the place. Some dad bangs into me then, going to pick up his daughter, and I'm going, just have them nearer to you. Don't let a child below knee height walk around a cafe.
No, she should be in your arms.
Do you know where you're going to get fucking... You can get fucking burnt. Like, I'm going, it's all fun and games until someone drops a latte on your kid's fucking skull right now anyway. So
then Harvey dented for life.
A wee scaldy skull forever. A wee Tevez, right? minus the football talent, no doubt, right? And I was just freaking out, right? And then your mate, a woman, oh my God, a couple more times. Uh-huh. And then do you know the most egregious one she did? So do you know Cafe Lisburn Road?
Yes.
So you know, you order here at this wee window, mm-hmm. and then you pay here, and then you step here, and that's where you collect your stuff, and then here, there's a wee bit for lids and all, right? Now, we have our own little cafe reusables, right? So I'm using those. So I'm just waiting, right? This woman is so close to me at all moments that I'm going, get out of my bubble.
The 60-year-old, not the mummy?
No, yeah, 60-year-old. I'm going, get out of my bubble. So I order here. She's like inside my anus at that point, right? I step over to the left. She then, during her order, walks over to me and turns her head around a wee corner here to talk to somebody to go, is there anything else you want? And while doing that, fucking arm shoulders me again. And I'm literally standing there going, what I want to say is, and I know I'm not allowed to, but what I want to say is touch me again, cunt, and see what happens, right? But I know if I say it to a 60-year-old woman, everyone thinks I'm the bad guy, right?
And then you have to carry through yourself.
And then if she touches me again, I have to break her hips, right?
All you need, but see, all you do in that, you can't nut them, you can't punch them, sweep their feet with a boot. That's all you do, just boom. And the wee arthritic legs, I'll just take them down and you go, well, listen.
Sweep them through.
There you go, sorry. Oops.
I'm just, like, mate, it was, I swear to God, it was driving me up a fucking wall. See the shit. And then, sorry, whenever I came out, I was sitting in the car. I'm not going to lie, I was boiling for an hour after, right? Went for a wee walk around the park and all, raging. But sat in the
ruined car. Your whole coffee experience.
Ruined my coffee, right? So sat for, I'm going to get a wee one on the way home. So I sat in the car for a minute. And while I was sitting there, one of the families from in there walks out to get into a car in front of us, a sweet car. And mate, they have two doofy wee kids, you know, with little mop haircuts.
I'm glad you cleared that up.
What?
I thought you meant something else. What? Like they had needs.
Oh, no, no,
I said, all right, here, Jesus Christ.
We doofy haircuts.
Floppies.
Like we Fauntleroys, right? We little Lord Fauntleroy, right? And probably also with fucking rare names, right? Mm-hmm. Guy is such a fucking great one, by the way.
Clifford.
Oh. Raymond for a wee kid. Raymond! Anyway, right, so get into their car, and then I see it. Both these kids have massive iPads in protective sheaths. And I'm just going, you'll never talk to each other. And then about 15, 20 years, when you go to you'll see somebody famous that you like, and you'll be one of the people that when you ask for a selfie, you don't just go over and say, excuse me, mate, could I have a photo? You'll go over and go, photo.
Yeah. No, I think your kids need to be... I think the old school style of parenting helps. Now, I don't mean whipping them, but I mean kids should be seen, not heard, please and thank you, respectful, not just we're here.
I don't even mind. You know. See the seen, not heard thing? That doesn't bother me. Like, see kids having the crack and being kids, it's fine. But see us fucking... See kids squealing at their parents to get them a banana bread.
See that?
I'm like, you die.
You need to say it in there. Listen, do you want the banana? Then be quiet, I'll get you. I heard you. If you want it, I'll get it you. And if you keep complaining, we're going to leave. And then if they complain, you have to leave. And you go, well, listen, I'm sorry.
You have to stick to it. You have to follow through on the threat. I remember when our Fiona, when Big Coat, when he was a wee boy, like really young, he could be being a wee dick. And our Fiona would just laugh, and she'd be going, I'm going to, and she'd start laughing, and I'm going, he just thinks you're a tit, like, yeah. You know what I mean? It was very funny.
No, I am.
He was funny when
but
he was
I will
a
say,
kid.
My girls, they're good kids. Like, yeah. I'm proud of them, yeah, they good. Do. They're pleasing thank yous. They're nice. They know what... Now, Matilda's a wee bit more of a feral beast than Holly would be like, but she's getting there. You know, she is getting there.
Unbelievable. But, mate, but, I don't think it's for me at all. We were talking about this on a Patreon episode.
But you know what? It's definitely... It's a weird thing because... You'd be stressed and doing stuff maybe 90% of the time, but the 10% would just be all sweet and all. You're like, it's okay.
See, well, do you know what's nice though? See, like what we did there, we went and did that, like we did that wee reading in the library and then did a reading like in a school. You just see that the.
Nonce.
You just. Can't. That's like me going, you're a nonce. I don't bring them out for coffee, dude. Yeah. Like the what do you call it?
But you're going into schools to see other people's kids and read them and groom them enough.
We just see.
You want to buy something off me? Here, it's
you're
a
wee dick.
Anorak,
you're a wee dick. We just see the 10%. Mm-hmm. You know, we just see them.
Yeah.
And it's like when your mates have kids or like my brothers and sisters have kids and you see them and it's nice because you get to give them back. You don't have that.
But then some of the other kids, like some of the kids that go to primary school with Holly, I go, they're real good wee kids.
Hmm.
Like there's one girl in particular, and I'm like, she's a proper, well-raised child.
And you trying almost, to swap her?
You almost want to go, shake. No, because like Holly's a dork sometimes. Like you'll see her do wee things. You go, you're a loser. Like, look at you, wee nerd. Like she's like, Daddy, can I go over my ma's? Because I'm going to school, back to school next week, and I want to be ready. I was like,
that's fucking Chloe Love that
dork. Chloe you know, absolute fucking dork. And then she started doing, you know, the book, you'll know this one, The Witches.
No,
oh, Dal.
That's a fucking scary wee book.
So though. I like to get into the books with the kids. I like to do the characters and all. Yeah. And like, you know, so
that's
if,
good though.
Like
that's
if you're
great.
Speaking as the granny, she's called them the witches. You know, St. Holly goes to me last night. She goes to me,
that's not possible for me to be 30.
She goes to me, Daddy, I've been a good girl today. Is there any chance I can get 2 chapters of Savages? And I was like, yeah, absolutely.
You know, mate, I love that. That's great.
But then the Matilda, this is where the problem arises. She's recently been not staying in her bed at night, and it's been driving me to the point of the crippler Chris Benoit on occasion, where I've had to step out and go, I can't be in this room anymore. And eventually, I wished I went to her.
What sort of things? Like, what's the.
She'll wake up and go.
What's the trigger for you?
She'll go, good sleep, yeah, at 2 in the morning. I'll go, no, it's still morning time. She goes, or it's still night time. No, it isn't. Yeah, it is. And then go back to bed. No. And then she starts screaming. You're like, can't wake Catherine, can't wake Holly. And if the dog's awake, it's carnage. And I was up from about 3 nights in a row, from about 2 o'clock to 4:30, 5 in the morning. And at this point, like, would you just lie down and go to sleep? I was like, I'll lie on your floor. So I'm lying on her floor like a prisoner. I'm lying there like fucking Magwitch on the floor, just waiting for her to sleep. And then I wake up and she's not in her bed. I'm like, where is sweet dick? And she's lying beside me on the floor. And I'm like, right, slowly up, and as soon as I get her up, eyes open, and I'm like, no! At that point, I just had to say, Catherine, I'm sorry, you need to go in here, I'm losing my mind here, I'm actually... So I went round to Catherine's mum's for something on Christmas Eve, and I said, my one Christmas wish is that the child will sleep through the night. So light candles, say your prayers, and please hope, if Santa's going to come, the child will sleep all night. And touch wood, she slept every night since.
That's good.
Now, good. I have to bribe her with Maltesers, but... You know, I believe you got 2 Maltesers if you sleep all night. No problem.
That's good.
But I was shaving the other day, again, trying to shape the beard. So it wasn't taking away.
It looks great.
And she walks into me and she goes, Daddy. And I says, yeah. She goes, why you got boobs? And I was like, well, actually, it's because of the fucking stress of raising you and the rise of estrogen in my body and the fucking fact I'm losing my hair. That's why I've got boobs. And I was like, I don't have boobs. She goes, you do. You've got boobs. They're there. I'm like, yeah, okay, piss off.
Occasionally, I do hear this bandied around cafe, and it is usually from a child before. Oh, look at that big fat man. And I'll be like... I got that in Marksies ages ago, but I've had it once or twice in Cafe O since, where I'm going, you know, oh, daddy. It's always, oh, mummy, oh, daddy.
You know what you should do? It's because this is what I've taught myself. If any kid says something like that to me, I'll just turn around and go, yeah, you know, I'm so fat because I eat kids.
Uh-huh.
Out.
I'll help put to bed all the nonce rumours.
Yeah.
No, mate, when I hear stuff like that, I just want to fucking boot them. I'm like,
yeah. No, kids are... And then some of the things, right? I had a thing where I had to say to Holly, we were at holidays with our friends and they had their 2 kids and their boys were just being a wee bit wild and it was fine. And one morning I was like, I had to say to Holly, I'm like, listen, I'd bring her side because she's quite rational. And you can sort of say to her, I was like, listen, Holly, I'm going to tell you off for shouting and running around. I know you're not shouting and running around, but I can't shout at them because they're not my kids. So I need to say, can you stop shouting and running around? It's doing my head in, which is another thing Matilda keeps saying now. That's doing my head in because obviously I'm saying it too much. So I said, right, I'm going to tell you off for shouting because the running around is doing my head in. She goes, okay, daddy, no problem. It's like, Holly, can you stop shouting and running around, please? It's doing my head in. She's like, okay, okay. And then other kids sort of settled.
That's a very Alex Ferguson way of doing it, you know.
Yeah,
just shout at Gary Neville because you're actually shouting at Ronaldo.
Yeah, so then I was grand, and we're sitting eating breakfast, and everybody was out, and then the boy started just being a kid, like he wasn't doing anything wrong, but he started making noise, and I go, shh, stop making the noise. You'll do my daddy's head in. And I went, oh no, Holly, it's fine. He wasn't. She was like, you told me that he was doing heading because he was running around shouting. I was like, no. And he goes, you did. You told me you were going to shout at me. And I was like, shut the fuck up. And then the mum and dad were, and I was like, oh, what's she like? You know,
wee stories about me being underhanded and weird.
But then my mum always says to me, she's like, you deserve shit like that to happen to you because she's like, I had aunts who had beards, right? So she's like, my mum had a mustache. She was like David Seaman, God rest her. And both her sisters have full beards. Right, and she's like, whenever you were a kid,
is this your granny?
My granny had only had the mustache. Right. My mom's mom had the mustache, but the two sisters full beards.
Wow!
So and like they had the fucking blue rinse in the hair and all.
What do you call that song? The Greatest Showman.
What's them? Me. That's them. Yeah. This is me, right?
That's them. That's your version of it.
So my mom said, like, I was about three or four, and she was in her arms, and she would be like, "There's your aunties and all," but I say bye, and I'd be going.
Oh,
and she'd be like, no, stop that. And I'd be like, mom, I have a beard. And she'd be like, no, they don't. And I'd be like, well, fuck, they do. They're like, you not see it. And she said every kid that had did that with them. So then my sister, she was like, fucking mom's like, no. And then my aunt had kids and they were all the same. And then God rest her soul, my wee Aunt Peggy, like, wonderful woman, loved her to bits. She got, when she put into a home, they shaved her, like shaved the beard and all. And she let off the people. She's like, why did you not fucking shave me before? This is great. You know, it's like, I didn't know you could just get rid of this. And my mum was like, oh, I thought, she's like, I didn't know you knew you had one. She's like, you think I'm fucking blind? Like, what are you going to do? He's like, yeah. So then she's getting shaved every day, looking great. The
fuck.
That's good old time.
That's rare, like.
But yeah, kids will get you in shit, like, right and quick.
Yeah, there was one in the reading in the school we did. It was funny where, so when I was tearing the pages, like, my hands are tiny. Right, I actually
correct.
I need somewhere to set the pages so that I can hold one and turn. Right, yeah. I don't have the
like
ability.
A fucking big plectrum somewhere. Septum. Why am I saying all the words that aren't right?
Electron,
a septum, a plectrum.
And so I was just sitting with the pages, and as I went to turn it, I actually said, I said to the kids, I went, look at the state of me. I'm holding the microphone, trying to turn. Mm-hmm. A page, I was like, I have really small hands, and then when it gets to question and answer time, one of the kids goes, yeah, the book that you read sounds good, but why don't you just write one about somebody who has really tiny hands? I was like, I'm getting fucking roasted. That was funny. How was your Christmas time and being off?
It was stressful, but it was good because I'm feeling better now. So, like, I feel now, gigs-wise, we're off for a couple of weeks. It's I can nice, do all the other stuff. It's just, like, I feel like I'm having my chill now.
Yeah, same here.
So I'm feeling much better.
What way were you gigging, pre and post? I did, like, I had, in that week of Christmas, I had, like, three. Mm-hmm. I had, like, the Stars in Their Eyes Strand. No, Strand,
yeah, Strand was just
before.
Like, that's when I started dying of the Strand. And then I just was really.
Yeah, that's right.
I think
Strand was the weekend before.
Yeah, but I think, I don't know how I managed to end up doing Stars in Her Eyes because at one point I was dying.
Yeah.
And then I think by doing it sort of kicked me in the balls a wee bit for a few days after that. But then the week after Christmas.
I had Newry and Devonish, and then after I had.
Which for anyone who doesn't speak Irish is just the Devon.
And then I had Armagh, Maher Felt, and the Die Hard thing in the cinema.
Where was I? Was the week after Christmas was great. I was in Newcastle, which was actually really brilliant. The community cinema,
yeah,
lovely spot,
on the tour.
Really good time.
So black, though.
Then, very nice, very nice. Very and nice. After that, I was all the hot spots. I was in Warren Point, which was a good spot. Which you'll enjoy this. There was a poster in the venue that we played, and last year playing in there was none other than Crazy Town, Shifty Shell Shock, and the boys playing the Skylight Room, Warren Point, number 7 Duke Street. Go ahead, yeah. And then,
as in Butterfly,
yeah, Come My Lady, Revolving.
Why are they doing Warren Point?
I mean, I don't think you're doing the best now.
I know, but fucking Warren, like, not even Belfast.
Yeah, Warren Point. Well, did they? Oh, yeah, Centre too, in fairness. They were doing a wee tour. And then, of course, Crumlin, they rounded all off, which was a nice time. You saw the Pied Piper.
You did Crumlin or Crazy Town did?
No, I did Crumlin. I don't know if Crazy Town have done Crumlin. Crumlin United FC.
What do they have apart from Butterfly and Revolving Door?
A Meth Addiction.
Starry Eye Surprise.
Oh, yeah. That's about bumps, you know?
It's about what?
Bumps.
Actually, or
yeah, like your chocolate starfish and all that, the Limp Bizkit, like saying about.
Oh yeah, and the hot dog flavored water.
Yeah, which I don't get. What is hot dog flavored water?
I assume whole sweat.
Yeah, whole sweat sounds much better.
Chocolate starfish
and the whole sweat. Yeah, you sound like the worst drum and bass tune ever.
Remember, everyone in dance and drum and bass was always someone and someone.
Yeah,
Shanks and Bigfoot, Fats and Small.
Yeah, and as my granny got it wrong,
Oxide Neutrino,
DJ Luck and McNeat. She thought it was
McNeat. A McNeat is like a hard whiskey out of McDonald's.
Yeah, McNeat. Hey, also, was there those guys that the Artful Dodger? They fucked the trend, didn't they?
They did.
They did.
They were the two guys. They were good. I liked them. Yeah. I like that. A lot of songs rip off their song "Moving Too Fast."
Yeah.
You're moving too fast.
That was that. And I don't think it's right. That's what you do when you hear that song. You can't help it. Ding, 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 ding. Yeah, great tune.
Great song. Oh, do you remember that? Do you know what song?
Oxide Neutrino.
Do you know what song fucking melts me so much from that time? Flowers by Sweet Female Attitude.
You know, anything to do with flowers pisses me off. See, that song was I Wish I Was a Punk Rocker with Flowers. I wish she would die.
I know. Sandy Tom.
Yeah.
Pull that out of my fucking dick hole.
Good night, Mr. Tom.
Yeah. What about that? It's just a guy called Sandy Tom. Yeah. That's fucking unbelievable.
Do you remember Sandy from Big Brother? And he escaped over the roof.
Sort of bleached, blonde, angry, middle-aged Scottish guy.
And there was a guy, was it Alex? Was really like worried about it. He was climbing over the roof. He says, be careful, Sandy. And it's so funny. Those Big Brothers were great.
They are the first three or four I probably would have watched. Yeah.
Do you remember Bubble? The guy was like
he's in the Office Christmas special.
Oh, but he completely bent himself over the sofa when he was running away from somebody. He thought he dislocated both his knees.
Really?
Bubble, yeah. If you can whip that clip up, it's worth a look. Like it was brilliant.
He was a melt, like big Chelsea fan.
I know they're, you know what they
bucket
all are?
Bucket hats.
Hooligans.
Yeah, bucket hats and Chelsea fans.
Get in the bin.
What about...
I mean, I'm not wild keen on Liverpool fans at the minute, I'll just be honest too.
Why?
They're just all up themselves, aren't they? Liverpool's so classic, they're so unique, and they have a different anthem every year.
United are fucking shite right now.
I don't even want to talk about football.
Arsenal had a bad Christmas, didn't they?
Yeah, they did have a bad Christmas. Do you know, they had a terrible Christmas. They only had the 30-plus shots against West Ham, didn't score.
Yeah.
Yeah, listen, it's okay.
Yeah, I think they set a record, didn't they, for the amount of shots?
Eddie Nketiah is a class striker.
Couldn't finish a wank.
No, he couldn't.
Couldn't score in her house. Have you had any more of these? Couldn't finish his dinner.
What's it, the thing you fall into a barrel full of tits and come out sucking your own dick?
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm cross with our Lego head, Arteta. I just don't think.
Lego.
I just think he's a bit too, what's the word? He's a bit too, no, maybe you're smelling Spanish. That. He's too arrogant.
He is arrogant.
He is. He just makes his decision. He dumps. Why is Kieran Tierney and Saucy Dad? We need him.
Do you know who's shit?
David Raya.
Ken Hag.
Yeah.
I can't have it anymore. I'm done. I want him gone. Do you think he should go?
I think he should get given a chance with this new ownership.
But do you know what the thing about him is?
The players he's bought, though.
Anthony? He'd be better off with Mark, Anthony.
Anthony. He'd be better off with Anthony.
With Anthony World Thompson?
Yeah. As you Anthony say, Anthony Cosman. From Blue. Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Mate, he's fucking... Anthony's... Right. Gary Neville raised an interesting point about Anthony, though, where he said... Because this is something I believe. Mm-hmm. It's not Anthony's fault that they spent $85 million on him.
No, it's his fault that he beats his girlfriend, though, isn't it?
Allegedly, dude. All right, allegedly. Yeah. Let's not drag us through the defamation courts.
Greenwood.
And...
They're a great club, family club.
The accused.
KC.
The accused FC. Are we gonna play this game more over more? So we're gonna go Arsenal, are we?
Well, he doesn't play for Arsenal. So
he did though, didn't he? Giggsy doesn't play for United.
That's fair, but he's not.
He did though, didn't he?
Yeah, what? Fair. But over Marshall,
Mason Greenwood doesn't play for United.
Arsenal great. He doesn't in his heart. They want them back.
Yeah.
When people forget, fickle.
I think they probably do want them back, and they've sent them out.
But it's okay. You've got Martial. He'll be grand.
How does what?
You've got Martial. Be grand.
He's a.
Who would you ditch? I reckon. Mate,
out of United's team, there's only about three I would keep.
Do you?
I keep Martinez. I would keep Rashford. I keep Bruno Fernandes. I keep actually. There's more than three. I keep Garnacho. I keep Haaland.
Shaw.
I probably keep Luke Shaw. I might even keep.
What about you?
I might keep Wan-Bissaka. I'm not keen on Dalot, to be honest with you.
Keep one of those, is it?
I'd keep. I would maybe Kobe keep McTominay, but I would consider. You keep Maynard.
Yeah.
I would consider putting. I think they should play McTominay as like a second striker. I don't think he's a midfielder. I think he's shite in midfield. But when he goes up front, he can finish.
We should play a game where you be United and you pick the team you want to play.
He's literally. He's literally. United's top goal scorer this season.
Yeah.
Like, he's better. Tell you what, though, I deep dived Onana stats.
Mm.
They are not good.
But do you know what? Onana.
Save percentage.
He's a banter merchant, which I like. He just. Like, this is the thing. The same thing Ten Hag has that Arteta has. They make decisions and think they're right no matter what. So he's gone, right, we'll ditch De Gea and we'll bring in this dude who has probably made in one season as many mistakes as De Gea has made throughout his whole United career.
So.
And, like, De Gea was a wee bit. You know, error prone in his day, but
De Gea's last season at United was very poor, yeah. Right? De Gea's maybe the season before that it was going that way, but like fuck me, Onana. Right, so percentage wise, Onana's played 28 games, right?
Uh-huh.
This season in all comps, his thing is save percentage is 70%,
mm-hmm.
Right? Which isn't great because that means 3 out of every 10 shots are going in, right? And now De Gea's wasn't great either, but it was 73. But that was his percentage over the whole season of 58 games, which did include that fucking 7-0 as well, which takes his average down.
But United also, there was no consistency anywhere in the team.
No,
any positions, any. The like, it's mad that everyone's like, "Oh, Johnny Evans is 35," but he's doing all right. Like, out of all the players, he's all right.
I wrote about this. I have a wee article coming up in a few weeks in the Sunday Life about United.
And I will look forward to that one.
Of them, I've a few political ones coming, and then I've gone. United annoy me. So the sad thing about Johnny Evans is he's probably literally their best centre back right now. Obviously Martinez is out.
Yeah.
And he's on his way back. But like he's been their best centre back. But you're going I would never have sold Johnny Evans. Like that's the truth. No, I would never have let him go.
But then also the treatment of Maguire has been terrible, but he's not been the worst. He's been alright this season, but people are just ignoring that. Like, he won a player of the month, didn't
he? And they're letting Varane go. By the way,
Varane's one of those guys, I think.
Glass ankles and 90.
But I also think he's just there for the dough.
Oh, wow.
And Casemiro's over the hill too. So
I mean, but this is the thing. The players that have come in are rare, like, for the most part. Casemiro, here's Varane, Casemiro, Evans, and Eriksen are all probably too old. Like, you know what I mean?
Anthony the worst Premier League signing of all time?
No, your boy had signed for Southampton years ago. It wasn't a footballer and blagged his way in. He was the worst ever.
George Weah is
puzzling. Dyer?
Yeah, that was classic. Ali Dyer,
classic. I think for money spent, he's pretty bad. I'll say this, though. He was in that Liverpool game. He was probably United's best player.
You know what the thing with him is, though?
And then they'll know.
He just does the same thing all the time.
It's always cutting in to try to shoot. And I'm going... You need to develop at right foot, like, if you're going to be on that wing.
Who United have bought, like Van de Beek, he's never done.
Yeah, he never gets.
So I think what you need to do is United fans.
Why
need
does
to take
he never
step
play
back.
Though? Is he?
Yeah.
I mean,
must be shite.
But he can't be shite. He was good at Ajax, like.
Yeah. But you know what? A lot of people say that the Dutch league's just not.
Well, it's not
Premier
like,
League at all.
Look at Malasia. Look, the players they brought in, Malasia.
Anthony
Martinez, but Martinez is the
then
only
even
one.
When Martinez first joined, they were like, he's shite, he's too short, he's getting played all over the show. He's an aggressive wee hair, and I love
him. I love him, like, to be fair.
But United fans need to go, right, we're not finishing Champions League for a couple of seasons. We're ditching everybody out, and we're just going to buy.
I'd love it if they ditched a few of them. I think the problem that they have is shifting them on because they're on mad wages.
The United do that mental thing, too. They'll go two games and look like world beaters, and then they'll be shiny again. You know?
Look at the players that United have let go who are without clubs now. Or they're not playing really because.
Sure, like Arsenal had to do that.
They won't take the pay cut. De Gea is not at a club. Lingard's not at a club.
No.
Jay Ling's. What a fucking route. Like.
You know what he should have done? Just gone back to West Ham.
Do you know what's mental? Look how long Phil Jones was just. He's still biting the fucking Teddy United right now. He's a coach, isn't he? Yeah. Which is ludicrous. Like.
But then United, it does go away. Where United are so horrendous to the players. Like, they must feel shit. Like, Phil Jones just getting fucking ripped apart for years. Harry Maguire gets the same.
Ripped apart for years, though, because he didn't fucking play for the last 3 years.
It's not his fault he's got offered a big contract. You know what I mean? It's like, I remember back to Winston Bogart back in the day. People were like, oh, Winston Bogart, he's living in Holland, but he plays for Chelsea on 40 grand a week in, like, 1998. And he was like, what do you want me to do? They offered me a contract. I'm injured.
Didn't they do that? Didn't your man Van Hinkle as well, didn't they do some mental at Chelsea with him? Van Ginkle? Is that his name?
Why are Chelsea still not in the fourth division with Man City?
What do you mean? Because of the financial fair play?
And Everton got stripped up. I love Everton now. They're great.
Everton are actually pretty good on their big day. I love Sean Dyche, by the way.
You know what? That's what I did to beat Butler. Butler was around my house. He kindly dropped a few wee things around for the girls. And he said they'll play a wee bit of FIFA. And he's always PSG. And he beat me 7-0. I was Arsenal. And he beat me 7-0. And I was like, I've worked you out. I ain't going to beat you. He goes, you won't. And I goes, Everton. One each, beat him on pants.
Oh, lovely. Yeah.
Played the dirtiest tactics. Just Dyche tactics.
Just fucking sit at the back.
Yeah.
Neck one.
Yeah, I was going to say Dyche tactics.
Sit at the back and neck one. There's a thing on YouTube. It's a Sean Dyche masterclass of. I think, did they beat.
Wreck them.
Did they beat City or Liverpool 1-0?
Who, Burnley?
Burnley, I think it might have been City. And it's a brilliant. He played 4-4-2, and it's a brilliant. Brilliant thing to sit and watch.
But that's what's happened with Arsenal. They figured them out. Moise, the masterclass from Moise.
Moise. Tell you what. Give it see fucking. I know. He's just signed a new big contract with West Ham. I said 2 years ago I would love United to buy Jarrod Bowen.
Yeah.
Like, I love him.
But you know what's mental
just
for United?
Just runs the balls himself. He reminds me of Tevez.
But United have, like, you look back at the days of Moise, Fellaini, and all those boys. What you would give for that now? It's mental.
I don't know much for Fellaini.
Yeah. Fellaini was the man. United were winning trophies with Fellaini. True. Fellaini won the Europa League, didn't he?
He did, yep.
Fellaini's a
legend. Not just down to him.
Do you know what I would say about Fellaini that I enjoyed? It was a very different option off the bench. Like, if we're fucked here, bring Akant on and punt it because he'll win every fucking header, and he did. Like, he's
then the dirtiest bastard of all time, Van Persie. He was good for us too.
He was family club Arsenal as well, wasn't he? He was accused of all sorts.
Yeah, RVP. When a girl says no, molester. That was the chant he got. You know, so. I didn't make a chance up. I'm just singing them. That was one from the terrace.
That's fucking mental. Oh my god.
Van Persie.
Do you get over to see it, or would you have?
Oh, I think you're gonna have my over Van Persie leaving Arsenal for United. No. Fuck the guy.
Great choice from him.
Yeah, and
first season away, bangs in fucking 30 goals.
Yeah, and that goal he scored against Villa. Was just dirt.
He scored a couple of silly goals that year, but that one, that's iconic, that one. I mean, mate, do you know how good that goal is? That's still on adverts for the Premier League. Do you know what? Garnacho's goal's going on there. Yeah. I love that goal.
Garnacho.
I've watched that goal a stupid amount.
Do you know what? What's your favourite goal that's maybe not the most iconic goal? Like, my favourite Arsenal goal that was iconic was Tony Adams against Everton. Mm. Love that shit. But one whenever Arsenal were a wee bit shit and a bit banter, but the best goal I think ever was the goal against Norwich. Just a dink, 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 dink.
Oh, that's brilliant. That's a fucking great goal. And then, another great Arsenal goal, Giroud.
Yep, then you know what that rat did? Moved to Chelsea and fucked it. I loved him.
I thought he was great.
Yeah, he was. But you know what? He's a player we miss. We miss a player like Giroud. Yeah. He's brilliant. Still banging them in it.
Favourite goal that United have scored? Fuck. I mean, do you know what? It's Giggs in the FA Cup semi-final.
Can I tell you a true story about that? Made me cry.
That goal?
I sat in my house in my Arsenal goalie shirt. Arsenal goalie shirt when we scarf on a hat, cry my eyes out. Navy goalie shirt with a red line.
Do you know when I cried that year during the Champions League final when it looked like it wasn't happening.
Mm.
And then see in the madness, I nearly missed the second goal.
Yeah.
Because it was just like...
You know where I watched that game? In my old house. And I was in the bath. And I had the bath. And I remember when Basler scored, I went, yes. And I was like in the bath and you could look out and I had my wee TV in my room. Turn around and I watched the whole game in the bath. Like some sort of... And I remember at the end being like, I just fucking drown myself here. Like, I can't go to school tomorrow. All these fucking... If Bergkamp had only fucking scored that penalty, none of these fuckers would have won the treble at Basler.
I remember going to school the next day after that and everybody was just like...
Nothing
like everybody just talked about that all for the next fucking week.
Yeah.
Oh, so good.
I mean, they've been talking about it in fairness for 20 years now. Fucking snore. You know, stinking.
I was about to say it hasn't been done, but it has. But anyway.
No, but it does. It won't count because City just bought it. Sitting under a real club. You're stinking.
I don't know.
Blood money.
Financial stuff is mental.
It's like a game. If you have unlimited resources, you can buy whoever you want, you want. It's not fair.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's what they say about Pep, the greatest manager ever of all time. Take over Burnley from company, mate. Keep him in the Premier League. See a good job.
Take over Burnley.
Here you go. Let's see. Keep him in the league.
Take
over Luton. But then that sexy bastard Rob will be sacked, won't he? He's a big rag, like.
Luton are maybe... They might. They'll probably go down
with Burnley and the Sheffield United.
Sheffield offer nothing. Like, they're so shit.
You know what? I like that they've brought the old guy back. Chris Wilder. I love that because he fucking loves it. He's like a full Monty style.
He's like a Neil Warnock.
Yeah, Colin Wanker. That's like
I love Neil Warnock.
Oh, he's tremendous.
See his Twitter and all. It's funny. Oh,
he's got somebody right to do like artwork of him, and it's so funny. Every time it'll be like just him doing a pose with like a wee Photoshop background, and it'll just hit the tweet will be an opinion he has about something, and it's just hilarious.
Do you know what I love? I love you know that shot of him just going like that right up the camera.
Oh yeah, like
that. Oh, and then there's so many clips of him fucking losing it in the dressing room. I love them.
That's tremendous. My dad met him actually.
Really?
Once, yeah, and he sent me photos. Guess who this is? And I'm like, well, it's Neil Warnock. See?
Guess who this is?
Like, who the fuck do you think it is? Yeah. It's Neil Warnock, that?
I remember that the Giggs goal was like, I shit myself because that.
If you remember, that was a big moment for me. Go fuck.
If you remember the first game of that tie, United actually scored and it was disallowed, and it shouldn't have been. I think Keane scored, and it was disallowed, and he was onside.
Yeah,
and it was like right now there's a replay, at Arsenal, or no.
Villa Park.
Yeah, there's a replay. I knew it wasn't at Old Trafford. And then there's a replay. And then Keane gets sent off.
Mm-hmm.
And then when Phil Neville gave away a penalty, you're like, well, this is over.
Yeah.
And I remember, so like...
Bergkamp.
What do you call him?
What's he
doing? Beckham scored for United. And then, was it Anelka scored for Arsenal?
I think it was Anelka, actually.
And then fucking...
That was it?
That penalty. Was it?
I feel like it was Anelka. Could it have been Bergkamp himself?
I thought it was Bergkamp.
Yeah, it was Bergkamp.
I'm trying to picture the goal.
I remember the penalty. Middle of the goal. Easy for Schmeichel.
Middle of the goal.
Like, height-wise.
Oh, height-wise, yeah. It was a good height.
Yeah, it was soft as well. You know who? Jerry Taggart. There's someone who hits a good penalty. Boom.
Jerry Taggart.
Fucking full power bar every time.
Julian Dix.
Who scored for Arsenal in that game? Was it Bergkamp?
Yeah.
I can't picture his goal.
Yeah.
I can from outside the box, a shot that Schmeichel sort of maybe should have pushed around the post.
Because the thing with they were wearing that kit that was nice, but everything crumbled.
I just remember them, Giggs picks it up off the air and then just fucking... I mean, that's an unbelievable goal. Like.
Yeah. But then you're going, David Seaman, it's above you, stand up, mate. You're safe hands, what are you doing?
That was probably his weak spot though, wasn't it? Stuff like that, lobs and fucking...
You ain't gonna Ronaldinho?
Yeah.
Do you know what's funny though? Who was it? It is now 37. Sorry, heavy now.
Naeem from the fucking halfway line.
That's bad.
My dad punched a hole in the wall that night.
I remember that happening. None of us could believe it. Arsenal supporting is just hopes
being shattered. All it is are your dreams being ruined.
He's broken.
Just finals. You know what? I remember last one I watched when we got decked by Chelsea, and then Iwobi scored the most ridiculous outside of foot goal you've ever seen. Well, where's that been for the last 5 years, Alex? You ballocks, you know.
And Everton.
He's a Fulham now. Fulham, Willian and Iwobi.
Fulham are beat actually Arsenal. Good.
They're stinking. But I was watching that. I was on my holidays in Tormelinos, and I was sitting on the balcony on my laptop, and I near fucked the laptop over the balcony. I was so raging. Oh, fucking Unai Emery. And he's...
Unai Emery.
I would love them to win the league just so Unai Emery can go, fuck you, Arsenal, because that's the final insult.
Would you never got rid of him, though?
No, I would if he was shite. But, I mean, you know, the problem with him is he played that same sort of football. He had one tactic, and it was any time they were attacking, they were just susceptible to counter-attack, and they got fucking hammered so many times.
If I'm thinking of other... I mean, obviously, you have Solskjaer's goal to win the Champions League. I'm trying to think of other great... Like we great United goals
because Cantona against Sunderland.
Yeah. That's unbelievable.
Creme de la
creme.
Scholesy.
He's a few banging them in. Yeah. There's
a few Beckhams.
Some of Beckham's goals are rude.
Yeah.
I think people always like he wasn't
rude.
Really that good.
Rude against Fulham.
Yeah.
For a hat trick.
Yeah.
Where he fucking skins and then before keeper even sets himself, he's already tapped it around him.
Yeah, that was very
Mike
good.
Taylor, International.
No, Roy Carroll.
Matic Taylor, what?
He ruined Pedro Mendes' life. Well, Ben Thatcher ruined Pedro Mendes' life, but also Roy Carroll didn't really help Pedro. Pedro Mendes had a rough, didn't he? Remember, he lobbed him from the halfway line, hit off his shoulder, and he clawed it about a metre
like,
out.
Yeah, like a full yard over, yeah.
He's a big Rangers bastard, isn't he, Roy Carroll? He loves it. He loves Rangers, he loves Linfield, I bet he loves Chelsea too, yeah.
Does he?
Oh, why?
Big Roy, didn't know it.
Yeah, but then to balance it out, didn't you just have your man for a while, the holy goalie?
Gorham.
Did he play for United briefly?
That was surely in the Bosnich season, was it? The Bosnich years.
United
2001.
Yeah.
United went banter after Schmeichel. It's hard, see, when you're such an iconic keeper, it's hard to.
Yeah, because.
And I know, a weird one.
Arsenal did okay with goalies, didn't they, after Seaman?
No.
Jens Lehmann?
Lehmann was good, but once Lehmann went, they had Almunia, they had Fabianski, they had Mannone.
Fabianski's a good goalie.
He is now, but he was shocking at Arsenal.
I don't remember him being shit. He was probably just young.
No, but they called him Flappy Hansky, mate. He was terrible.
That's good.
Was terrible. And Almunia. Now, the best thing Almunia ever did was that save in the Watford Leicester game.
That's amazing.
That was
the double save.
He didn't even mean to save a second.
No. That's amazing.
I'll never forgive him for what he did in that Champions League final. Fucking two near post goals.
Do you know what? Arsenal got fucked that night.
They did get fucked. Like, and I cried again.
That's probably.
In the Odyssey.
Or Sheila cried whenever United got put out of the FA Cup by Wimbledon. I think 96, 97. Where Schmeichel scored an overhead kick to equalise, but it was ruled out for offside. Correctly ruled out. Like, but she cried that night, and my man cracked up at her. Being like, you get a grip of yourself here.
But sometimes
it you're is. Like, here, they're out of the cup, like.
Yeah.
But that
I cried when Arsenal won the FA Cup and Aaron Ramsey scored against Hull. That was the last time.
Was that a screamer he scored?
It was Dace.
No, what's one I'm thinking of?
Santi Cazorla, free kick.
All right.
They bring us back.
Big Santi.
Now there's a player. He was a.
Do you like him?
I love him.
Did you like Samir Nasri before he went to City?
No, because the thing about him is he went to City. He's a rat bastard. Now. Adebayor, I also thought was a rat bastard, but then I strangely respected that goal celebration. That's right up my street.
Shithousery.
You know, that's next level ball bag behaviour.
Yeah.
Like, what I love about it.
He got in trouble for that, didn't he?
Of course he did. But you know what? Here's the thing. Arsenal supporters are such ball bags. Like, they see at Arsenal Fan TV, nothing annoys me more. And then see watching them all running down the steps to throw stuff at him, and he's like,
see the guy, what do you call that guy who was on the overlap fan debates? Ty?
Uh-huh.
All he does is talk about the Invincibles. I'm like, will you live? Will you live beyond
then
that?
He always is like, Arsenal win the treble and all every year. And you're like, Ty, shut up. I like the guy Claude that got so angry about Arsenal, he died. He was so angry. He's like, fucking Arsenal! Had a heart attack, just died.
Actually.
Yeah, hated it. And then there was another guy, DT, who shockingly was a wife beater too, allegedly.
What do you call the guy then who's on Arsenal Fan TV?
I love looking at the wee old man now, and he's just like, there's a video clip of him where he's going, he's done it again, the fucking wee boss, he's fucking done it again. And it's Harry Kane scoring against Arsenal, he's so annoyed, he's done it again. But there's that guy DT, I can't have him. I'll tell you what he does, he videos himself when watching Arsenal, so when they score, he's like, and it's like, fuck off.
Do you know who I don't like, particularly in United? Fan stuff, that guy, Goldbridge.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Andy Tate. He's a legend.
No.
Don't care.
Goldbridge melts me.
Oh, but he is.
Just over the top video. Not sure.
Like, he doesn't give a fuck.
But he's like something out of the. He's like something out of the office. I enjoy to watch it. Oh, no. Like, what was it? He's got. Was it Man City in the FA Cup final? He's let in a goal after about 10 seconds. That was so funny.
Do you know what was mad?
I fancy us today. Oh, no.
Yeah, I was watching that. I did that in the limelight.
Uh-huh.
So I was actually.
How was that?
It was brilliant. I put the screen up. And can't do it this year. Oh, no, United are still in the FA Cup. Just
hasn't started yet.
I know. Yeah. Third round, yeah.
Yeah. Well, we're playing Liverpool, so we're out.
I don't know, mate. I think Liverpool might...
fucking Ole Arteta will play a fucking shite team.
I would play a shite team in it and try and win the fucking
league. I would try and win. You know what? I want Arsenal to win the League Cup. We haven't won the fucking League Cup since fucking Steve Bould scored against Wednesday, and we won back in the day. That's what I miss.
See, whenever I was at that FA Cup final, the big screen, and it was like a projector.
No, it was Andy Lineken scored. Steve Bould broke his arm. Sorry.
And I'm standing watching it in reverse. If you know what I mean, I'm on the backside of the screen watching, and I've literally just gone, right, guys, enjoy the game. Walk around, whistle goes, and I'm going. And I see the ball looping up, and I'm like, deal what? And then when it bounced, I went,
it was an unbelievable strike in front.
And then he just gone the one and just fucking steps onto it.
Why? See, if
there's a player I would never have sold as well.
If you won the Ballon d'Or based on a month,
Gundogan. Mate, he won them a fucking travel and they sold him.
I know, but I think he'd agreed to go.
Disrespect. Like,
but you know what's going to happen? That wee Aryan bastard's going to come back, De Bruyne. And he's going to ruin everything.
Yes, he's brilliant. Like,
he's too good. He's got like Beckham hair now. It's going to be ridiculous.
Do you know what melts me? See the players that United have let go in the last few seasons. Or actually, rather, let's be serious. The players they let go around Moyes to like...
Van Gaal got rid of
a lot of actually good United players.
Yeah.
I would never have sold Raphael. I would just... Yeah. Name a better right back United have had since he left.
Yeah, but he's old now. Like, he wouldn't still be playing.
You'd have got fucking 5 more years out of that cunt.
What was the thing of Van Gaal always used to say? This is my philosophy.
Oh, philosophy. every time. Oh, philosophy. Who gives a fuck?
It must also be Melton to be a manager, you know.
Sideways passing, though, was the big thing.
Did you like
him,
Jose? Would you have liked him?
I probably wouldn't have got rid of Jose.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have.
It's such a dick move with Jose to be like, the best thing I've ever achieved is finishing.
I love that cunt.
Yeah.
Do you know what's mental? Even like, there. Do you know why there's certain managers and players who you must hate them because they're at clubs doing well that you hate, but you actually love them and you would love them to be at your club. So there's maybe only like 2 or 3 managers that are like that, and that's for me like Klopp. And Jose's one.
I've gone off Klopp, massive.
I like Klopp.
See, he's just everything that Liverpool are. Just
no, but see if he
bar,
was,
you know what?
See if he was at you. See if he, imagine he was at Arsenal.
Yeah, I know.
You would love him being a cunt like that.
Yes, I would.
Do you know what I mean?
It's like Roy Keane.
It's like Didier Drogba was a player like us. I used to look at him and go,
"Fucking disgrace."
I used to go, "You cunt." See, like
he scored every game against Arsenal.
He would plow through 6 cunts.
Yeah.
And then somebody would fucking do that on him. Oh, he's down, right? And I used to go, you cunt. See, if he'd been at United, I would have fucking loved him. And it's usually strikers are like this for me.
Yeah.
And people that are cunts. See Diego Costa in his prime.
Yeah.
I would have loved him at United because he was such a wanker.
There was a video on YouTube of him doing just banter at Chelsea. And he was in a golf cart. And then he got into trouble, obviously, for us. He just ran David Luiz down. In a golf cart. And David Luiz was running away. And he's like, ha! And he's hit him with a golf cart. And then the fizzy was like, what the fuck are you doing? And he's like, the fuck? He's classic. Diego Costa's a legend.
Right. We've covered everything here, Dave. Mm-hmm. From
it's been a fun time.
To Cafe O to the history of football.
Yeah.
It has been a fun time. Shall we wrap?
What about? Shit. Yeah, I'm happy to wrap, yeah.
All right. Well, it's been a lot of fun. Anything you want to plug?
You can listen to the Sly Guy podcast on a Thursday. We were going to do an episode, but we don't have time now, so I have to get back in another day.
Oh,
I have to go and play football with these boys, yeah.
All right, okay.
But listen, this was fun. I enjoyed it. It
was fun. Thanks a million.
But I'm just resting for the next few weeks, so everyone enjoy themselves, look after themselves.
And he's plugging his rest.
Yeah, and rest up.
I will take this moment to quickly just remind you that Grand Opera House tickets for The Phantom of the Opera House, which is a live comedy show, my new stand-up bar that I must tell you all that. It will have music in it, but it's my comedy. They're out on sale at goh.co.uk.
Mind Comedy
right
would
now.
Be a good name of the show.
What would it be?
Mind Comedy. you can just camp it up a bit at the start.
Mind Banff. Yeah. Yours is definitely better. So I will. Those tickets are on sale, and tour is out on sale at the minute. Links are everywhere on social. So see you in the next one. Thanks, Melly, mate.
Bye. Oh, no.